Genesis chapter 46. Jacob and his family go to Egypt. Verse 1. Joseph's father's name was Jacob, but God changed his name to Israel. Sometimes he was named Jacob, and sometimes he was named Israel. And so Israel and all the other families took everything they owned and started to go south to Egypt. When they got to Beersheba, Jacob burnt an animal to show respect to God, the God of his father Isaac. That night, God spoke to Israel and said, "Jacob, Jacob." And Jacob answered, "Here I am. I am listening." God said, "I am the God of your father Isaac. Do not be frightened to go down to Egypt. Your sons are going to have a lot of children and grandchildren, and I am going to make them into a great nation down there. I will go down to Egypt with you, and at the right time, I will bring your family out of that country again. And I promise you that your son Joseph will be with you when you die." Then Jacob and all his family left Beersheba. Jacob's sons put their wives, children, and their father into the wagons that the king of Egypt gave them. When they left Canaan, they took all their animals and everything they owned with them. And so that is how Jacob took his family to Egypt. He took his sons, grandsons, daughters, and granddaughters. Yes, all his family went to Egypt. Jacob's family. Genesis chapter 46, verse 8. This is a list of the names of Israel's sons and the families that went to Egypt. And Israel's other name was Jacob. Reuben was Jacob's first son. Reuben's sons were Hanok, Pallu, Hezron and Carmi. Simeon's sons were Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Shaul. And Shaul's mother was a Canaanite woman. Levi's sons were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Judah's sons were Onan, Shelah, Perez, and Zerah. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan. Perez's sons were Hezron and Hamul. Issachar's sons were Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron. Zebulun's sons were Sered, Elon, and Jaleel. These sons were born while Jacob worked for Leah's father Laban in Haran. Jacob and Leah had a daughter too. Her name was Dinah. There were 33 people in this part of Jacob's family. This is a list of the sons Jacob had with Zilpah. She was the working girl that Laban gave to Leah, and later on, Leah gave Zilpah to Jacob to be another wife. Zilpah had two sons with Jacob. Their names were Gad and Asher. Gad's sons were Zephon, Haggi, Shuni, Esbon, Eri, Erodai, and Arali. Asher's sons were Imnah, Ishvah, Ishvi, and Beriah, and their sister was Sirah. Beriah's sons were Heba and Malchiel. There were 16 people in this part of the family. Jacob and Rachel had two sons, Joseph and Benjamin. While Joseph was in Egypt, he and his wife Asenath had two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. Asenath's father was the Egyptian ceremony man named Potipherah. He was an Egyptian ceremony man at a place called On. Benjamin's sons were Bela, Becca, Ashbel, Gera, Naaman, Ehi, Rosh, Muppim, Huppim, and Ard. There were 14 people in this part of Jacob's family. These are the sons that Jacob had with Bilhah. She was the working girl that Laban gave to his daughter Rachel. And later on, Rachel gave Bilhah to be another wife for Jacob. Bilhah had two sons with Jacob. Their names were Dan and Naphtali. Dan had a son named Hushi. And Naphtali had four sons named Jahziel, Gunai, Jezer, and Shillem. There were seven people in this part of Jacob's family. And so there were 66 people in Jacob's family when he travelled to Egypt. But the wives of Jacob's sons were not counted in that number. Joseph and his wife Asenath had two sons when Joseph lived in Egypt. There were 70 people living with Jacob when he was in Egypt. Jacob and the families in Egypt. Genesis chapter 46, verse 28. Before Jacob and the family got to Goshen, he sent his son Judah to ask Joseph how to get there. When Jacob and all the families arrived in Goshen, Joseph told his workers to get his special wagon ready so that he could go and meet his father Jacob. As soon as Joseph saw his father, he put his arms around him and Joseph cried for a long time. Then Israel said to Joseph, "Now that I have seen that you are alive, I can die a happy man." Joseph said to all of his brothers and their families, "I am going to tell the king that you are here. I will say, 'My brothers and all my father's family have left Canaan and have come to stay with me. They look after farm animals and they have led all their animals here to Egypt. They have taken everything they own from Canaan and carried it here. When the king wants you to go and talk to him, he will ask you, "What work do you do?" When you answer him, you must show him respect and say, "We have always looked after farm animals, and our grandfathers from long ago did the same." If you say that, the king will let you live here in Goshen, away from where the Egyptian people live. You see, they do not like to live near people that look after sheep.